What memories do you have or stories did you hear about Wayne Burt himself?
Oh, only that he was a huge part of Stowe. I was pretty young back then, but that his the Burt family and had the forests and the had the lumber business, the mills, and they were just a very integral part of Stowe's history, early history. I think one of the Burts was the founder of the Lake Mansfield Trout Club, and just it was a small town, and they were involved in almost all parts of it.
Do you remember him as a personality, Wayne Burt?
Not really. I knew his daughter very well, but I never really knew Bert or his wife. No, I didn't.
When you first moved to Stowe, then from Albany, can you just paint a picture for me of your first impressions of the town or how you would describe Stowe at that time?
Well, actually, it was sort of a shock to me because I was city girl and way back from where I was from Budapest, and then eventually Albany, New York, which I loved. And Stowe was very small and very, well, it's hard to describe, but it didn't appeal to me as much as it eventually became so much part of my life, and I loved it. But that's because of the big change, actually, in my life. And but it was a nice community and very hospitable, and in no time at all, we had many friends, and George, who certainly was a very, very nice person. He not only did he do very well with his business, but he made a lot of friends and made a lot of business through his friends. So that is my primary impression of myself when we first moved here. And we had two small children, and my mother lived with us, so we all had to do a lot of adjustments.